Welcome to Go Live Sunday, the last week of Advent. Today is a little bit different in that our message is about half the length it would normally be, but we're hoping it's going to be a great fit right across the generations and that God will really speak to you today. Before we spend some time in worship and then we hear from Dave Kingswood, we want to give you a really warm invitation to join us on Christmas morning. We're going to have a short, worship-filled, fun-packed time as a church family. For regulars at Welton, you should have already got on the Zoom code by email. If you're not part of the local church, we would love to see you. Just drop us an email and we'll send you the code so you can join us. We read in John 1, verse 14 this. It says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you so much that you, the living Word, became flesh and lived among us. And all these years later, your presence is still with us, powerfully to reveal the faithfulness of Jesus in our everyday lives. We pray today that as we head into this Christmas week, that we would experience you, the God of grace and truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship together.
Hey everybody, and happy Christmas. So one day you're walking down the street and you fall in a hole. The walls are so steep that you can't get out. But a doctor passes by and you shout up, "Hey you, can you help me out?" The doctor writes a prescription, he throws it down in the hole and he moves on. Then a vicar comes along and you shout up, "Hey vicar, I'm down in this hole, can you help me out?" The priest writes out a prayer, throws it down in the hole and he moves on. Then God walks by and you yell up, "Hey Jesus, it's me, can you help me out?" And Jesus jumps down in the hole and you say, "What are you doing? Now we're both down here stuck in this hole." But Jesus says, "Yeah, but I've been down here before and I can help you get out." So the Bible tells us that there's this dad who is making his way to his hometown of Bethlehem because people are going to be counted there for a census so that the ruler at the time knows how many people are in his kingdom. The man's wife is with him and she's heavily pregnant and will be giving birth soon. The times they're living in are dangerous. The local king at the time is very powerful and he's very jealous. And he's heard that a group of people called the Jews are getting excited about a new king. And this couple, Mary and Joseph, know that it is their son who is the target. In the meantime, the family managed to get to Bethlehem, but there is nowhere to stay as all the hotels are full. Eventually, they find a place beside one of these hotels, and where all the other guests are comfortable in their lovely warm rooms, a young lady gives birth to a boy and puts him in a makeshift cot where the animals eat their food. In there, in all the dirt and in the cold. Now, this is one of the most famous stories ever told, and we tell it every year. It's about the birth of Jesus. It's about the birth of God on earth. I wonder if you've ever really thought about why Jesus was born in this way. I wonder, does it make sense to you to understand why Jesus was born into our world in this way? You know, in the Bible, a man called Paul says, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." We know that God wanted to save the world, but why does he come and arrive in such a dangerous and weird situation when he is king of the universe? Now, I don't know if you've ever watched the television and seen hunger and pain around the world. I'm sure you have. You know, we see children in Africa who don't have enough to eat. We see people in North Korea who don't have any freedom. We see drugs taking the lives of people and our heart hurts, doesn't it? But then also we get that second feeling. What can I do from here? How can I help if I am not there? Now, there are ways to help, of course, by sending money or supporting from afar, but really we all know that proper help comes from us being involved, by being a friend, by coming alongside where that person is at. Really, all good help comes through relationship. You know, God's no different. He saw the pain in our hearts and the situations we face, and he saw the people at the time in the same way. He saw all that separated us from him, and he said, I have to meet them where they are. So when God chose a stable, you know, the stable is like a picture of where our hearts often are. You know, we're not really rich in any way that God says so. We can have all the latest technology or have lots of money. We can have a nice house. But when it comes to really what matters, when it comes to a relationship with the one who created us, no amount of stuff will ever be enough. The story of Jesus' birth was born in a place full of fear, just like we often are. Fear of what's going to happen tomorrow, or fear of that bully at school, or fear of how we're going to pay the next bill. When God came, he arrived in our situations, in a grimy old town where he had no importance or power. Jesus became like us so that he could show us a better way. He came as a servant to show how real freedom is found. But he didn't only identify with where we were or are. He then spent his life showing us how to live outside of the hole that we're in. And to seal the deal, his final act of love was to make sure we lived outside of the hole forever. The cross, the event that he would finally show us our true worth in God's eyes, an event that only he could do because he had nothing between him and God. Jesus came down and took all of our rubbish and put it upon himself. He came down and he moved in with where we're living, in our good and our bad, in our choices and our circumstances. He became like us so that we could start to become like him. God came down so you and me could be lifted up. But what does that mean to you today? Why do I encourage you with this? If you answer only one question about God over Christmas, maybe it could be this. What does Jesus mean to me since he met me where I am? And maybe if there's one present that you could give away, I would encourage you to give this to someone. It would be to tell them that God came down to meet them where they are. They don't have to do something fancy to talk with him because he made the first move. His plan was to die for people even when they rejected him so he could be the sacrifice for our sin, for all that separates us from God. God meets us in a manger. He meets us in our hole and he says, follow me, I know the way to heaven. May you be the teller of that story this Christmas so that you can bring light and life into people's lives and they would look again at that baby in the manger. God bless. Happy Christmas and Amen.
Thanks so much, Dave. Some family news just before we go. We don't have a service on Sunday, the 27th of December, but there is going to be an hour of praise on YouTube on New Year's Eve. So check out the Welton Baptist Church YouTube channel and you'll find the link there. There's also going to be a disco following straight on happening on Zoom, which is going to be a lot of fun. So look out for the Zoom code coming to you just after Christmas by email. Our Go Live services, they're going to be starting again in January in the new year on the 3rd, Sunday the 3rd of January. And on that date, many of us, we're going to be meeting in different communities around the Midsummer Norton area, whilst others will be joining us here for Go Live on YouTube. If you've got any questions, if you'd like to chat, if you'd like somebody to pray with you or anything else, please do get in touch. We'd love to connect with you. The email address will appear at the bottom of the screen. For now, may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of Christ be yours this Christmas. Amen. God bless and see you soon.